I will do some refuge prayer first, then after that we can start, okay? Sangye gyoda joge nyana amma janjo bado dame jabzo nge dage jinzo jibe soma endol tenge sanje ndubare jo sanje gyoda joge nyana amma janjo bado Dane Jabsunje Dage Jinzo Jige Soman Jindola Pinjera Sanje Ndubara Jo Sanje Judan Zoje Njoma Anje Obade Dane Jabsunje Dage Jinzo Jige Soman Dolai Pinjera Sanje Ndubara Jus Jumje Bamje Dewa Dhan Dewe Jodan Dembara Jurje Dunga Dhan Dunga Je Jodan Tawara Jurje Dunga Nebe Dewa Dhan Mandawara Jurje Nyeran Chadan Dhan Dave Dangyam Lame Bajuji. With these, we all should develop the right motivation, and we should think for the benefit of all sentient beings. We must achieve the highest attainment, such as the Buddhahood. For that purpose, I want to learn this precious Dharma teaching. After learning, I will also put it into the practice based on my ability. So thinking that one is important, and it's also the requirement for the receiving the Mahayana Dharma teaching. And with this, we will study that Nagarjuna's letter. Generally, Buddhist Dharma, when we learn the Buddhist Dharma, they are the two different. One is that the Buddha's sermon, directly Buddha's taught. The other one is that the commentary, which is giving that commentary by the great masters, which we call Shastra. So this is belong to that second one, commentary. And that is very important because that unless the one is that highly relies that as the Bodhisattva, it is difficult to know directly that the Buddha's sermon, because the Buddha taught that all different Dharma teachings for the purpose of every sentient being, different levels of that intelligence. Some of the teachings are that definitive teaching, others are interpreted the teaching. So we don't know which one is the definitive and which one is the interpreted. So the great masters, they give that guidelines. And so on the basis of that, if we learn, then it's less risk, and then also that the more beneficial to how to learn that Buddhist Dharma. And among the great masters who did the commentary is that Nagarjuna is that one of the best master after the Buddha entered into that Mahaparinirvana, because Buddha himself also prophesied that Nagarjuna's name, and later on will occur that the Bhikkhu's name is Asanarat, and that will illuminate that the Buddha's doctrine that clearly prophesied. And it's also the known as that Mahayana, the founder. So, and then Nagarjuna wrote many, many teachings. We call the Rito, Tamso, Toso, the three different collections. Which one is that the collection of the homage to the Buddha and Bodhisattvas. Then the other one is a collection of advice, and the other one is a collection of the logical of reasoning. Those three are that many three different categories. So this is the one of the advice within the categories. So that advice collection. And so then he wrote this one is one of his very close friend King's prince. And so it became very popular, and Tibetans, in fact, that every school, they learn this as one of the classical teachings, very first. So we are that happy to learn about this, and then there are the many commentaries. And later on, maybe you can find it with some commentaries that in those ones, if it's translated in English, that will be very great. So we will learn that briefly that some explanation on the base on that some commentaries explain. It is hard to explain everything in detail in the conference, but we will learn as much as we could. So that at the very beginning, it is suitable to riches. I have composed these noble, distilled from the Sungata's teaching, and instilled the aspiration to merit. These short compositions deserve your attention. So this is that. Addressing to the prosperous, of good quality, to virtuous soul. Generally, he was very noble person, and then also that devoted to Buddhist Dharma. Therefore, it is saying the nature of good quality suitable to virtuous. So be suitable to listen that the Buddhist teaching. So for that reason, I have composed this novel poem, distilled from the Sungata's teaching, that is saying that Nagarjuna himself also that doesn't want to give that his own way, but is dependent on that Buddhist teaching. Instilled the aspirations for merit for the for his own increasing that merit, and so that also that he wrote this short composition deserve your attention. And the wise venerated the Sungata's image made even of wood and any type of the workmanship. Yes, so though my poem be poor, scorn to not. For it is that based upon that the descriptions of the holy Dharma. So any of the Buddha's followers, it is important to venerate the Buddha's image, even that some piece of that the Buddha's image, or that any type of the workmanship made out of wood or clay or any type. It doesn't matter made out of what material, but it's in the form of the Buddha's image, then it's important to respect and venerate because of the commitment of to be the Buddha's follower. So same way that when the teachers teach that the Dharma teaching and the base of the Buddha's holy scripture, so therefore it is also the important to respect and venerate that teaching that he was saying. Though you may have to comprehend all the exquisite speech of that great Muni, doesn't that which is made of the chalk become to the whiter still by the moon's light? So giving that some example, generally that White House is that if a house is painted in the white color, it is that white color. And then if it is that in the night, when the moon's light shine upon that white colored house, it also becomes much more brighter white. Similarly, those are the king's prince, him, the knowledge about the Buddhist Dharma, but then still giving some authentic Buddhist teaching, it will be the much more knowledge and much more understand. Just like that the moon's light touch upon that white color of the house. So similarly, he was saying that the listening of that the Buddhist Dharma, the purpose of the teaching is receiving this. So he encouraged to listen and cherish that teaching, that one. Then, next one is Yen, begin that the actual the teaching itself, actual teachings of that this letter to a friend has that the three segments. The first one is general advice to practice of the holy dharma, and the second one at the one should be filled with something, renunciation of the renunciation taught from the samsara, because we've seen the fault of samsara. And then third one is that the advice to practice of the dharma by seeing that the benefit of that the positive qualities of nirvana. So these three are the three topics that the magazine are going to teach within in this text. Out of this, the first one is that general advice to practice for holy dharma. That has that the advice to both the renunciates as monks and nuns, and also the householders for general advice. And so that one, remembrance of the six remembrance. Jina proclaimed the six remembrance: Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, Jini, Mori, and deities. So these are that one should be remember constantly. That he's saying they recall the several virtues. So remembrance of the good qualities of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha is that very important. And because of that, we also recite this positive remembrance of the good qualities of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha in the daily basis. So within that is described about that the positive qualities of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And then also specific that good qualities of Buddha is that infinite good qualities of Buddha's holy body, holy voice, holy mind, and these are that the important to remember. Positive qualities of Buddha's holy body is that Buddha's body because of that, the Buddha is completely free from the all the defilement, the obscuration, and possess that every form of positive qualities. So the Buddha's body has unlimited type of that positive quality, and can be emanate that any form at any time, in any places, and to benefit for the sentient being. Buddha's voice is that unlimited type of the positive qualities. For such as that when the Buddha gives the Dharma teaching, even one session of Dharma teachings can liberate countless sentient beings. And Buddha's the transcendent wisdom is also the infinite transcendent wisdom that knows that every phenomena, nature of every phenomena, and exactly and entirety. in this way, the Buddha's positive qualities are that it should be remembered. And additional that these what it explained it in the good qualities of the Buddha's in Sutra Dhamma. And the Dharma generally, that of course the Dharma has the infinite quality. And especially the Dharma is that the virtues at the beginning, virtues at the middle, and the virtues at the end. So that means that when we learn that Buddhist Dharma at the beginning, it also that understand the general knowledges of the Buddhist Dharma, and during that time increase that one type of wisdom. And then also that the contemplation, and then after that meditation time, each of these times we develop different type of the wisdom through which it can be suppress and also that the eradicate and the defilements gradually, completely. So because of that, the Buddha's the Dharma is also that tremendous good qualities, and the sanghas are also that rightly enter into that path, honestly enter into the path and support, and especially that the sanghas are that followers of the Buddhas the footstep, and then also the many of those that the genuine sanghas are the bodhisattvas, who are the totally dedicated for the benefit of sentient beings, and then eventually also that they are that they become to that the Buddha as the Buddha, and so because of this that the Buddha Dharma and Sangha, so that one's own the supreme teacher and spiritual path. And then as that one's a companion on the spiritual path. So therefore it is important to remember the good qualities of the Buddha Dhamma and Sangha. And the generosity of the giving is that also that's very important to remember, because Buddha himself practiced the generosity for the purpose of achieve that Buddha's quality, the first practice of the generosity. And then generosity is also it is the antidote of the negative emotions such as that the miserliness and so forth. And morality is that base and foundation of all the positive qualities of the worldly level, and then also the beyond worldly level. So therefore generosity and morality, and deities, who are that the deities means that those who deities who protect and help to those practitioners who are the enter into the spiritual path, bring that the positive qualities and prevent that negative circumstance. So because of that, these six types of that remembered is that a method of accumulating that the merit and also that it will be the great virtues. So because of that, Buddha's advice, these six remembrances are the important at the very beginning. And that's the first one. Then the next one is that constantly practice the 10 path of the virtues actions through body, speech, and mind. Abstain from that the intoxicate. Likewise, that they take delight in virtuous livelihood. So this is that one very important for all the Buddhists, because that the cherishing of a law of karma and the cause and effect is that the root of virtues. So therefore, one needs to know what are that the 10 unwholesome or that the non-virtues, and what are that the 10 virtues. So with this, then one needs to cherish about these 10 different type of wholesome and unwholesome, and the unwholesomeness need to be avoided and wholesomeness to be adapted. And these 10 wholesome and unwholesomeness are also that comes through the one's body, voice, and mind. So therefore, the giving these 10 wholesome and unwholesome. In order to know that wholesomeness, 10 wholesomeness, first one needed to know that what are that are unwholesome. Out of this, the first unwholesomeness of the body is that the killing or that the taking life of other beings. And then also that lying, that word which is not truth. And killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, those three are the three unwholesomeness of the body. And from the voice, which we have the four different type of unwholesomeness, lying, slander, harsh word, and we call nonsense, means the idle talk or the talk which doesn't make any sense, nonsensical words, those ones. And these are the four different the type of the unwholesomeness from the voice. And from the mind is that the greedy, harmful thought, and the wrong view. So these are that known as the 10 unwholesomeness. Why it is say that the 10 unwholesome? Because anything that the actions that we take these 10 different things, the consequence will bring that. Because of that, it is also the known as the 10 non-virtues or the unwholesomeness. And by just avoiding these 10 unwholesomeness, it is also the known as that wholesome act. then especially the wholesome message that like that not only the avoid that killing, but also that the saving the life, giving that material, and also having that pure moral conduct and so forth. These are that the specialness of that virtues, and so therefore it is important to avoid that the 10 unwholesome, which are the many generated through having that defilement mind within in one's mind, such as the under the influence of the desire, anger, and the ignorant. Any of these then the actions, it is become to the unwholesomeness, and any of that body, voice, the mind, the actions, which is performed without the desire, anger, and the ignorant, it is become to the virtuous and the wholesome act. So because of that, Buddha Shakyamuni, as well as also Nagarjuna's advice, abstain from from these 10 non-virtues, and then also the adopt that 10 virtues, and abstain from that intoxicant. Likewise, take delight in virtuous livelihood. So intoxicant means that if mind is under the influence of that intoxication, so the alcohol, then one will not knowing what is the virtues and what is the non-virtues. So therefore, it is also the root of that unwholesome actions. And the delight of virtuous life. So these are the advice to practice in that one. Recognize the wealth to be that ephemeral and the insubstantial. Practice right giving toward the monks, Brahmins, poor, and spiritual friends. In the next world, there is no better friends than giving. So after advice, this practice of the 10 wholesome action, and then also that the next one is that recognize the wealth is imperative. That of course that wealth is the important things, but it's also that on the base of that wealth, one can be accumulated virtues and merit. So how to do that one is that to recognize that the wealth is the insubstantial, and then on the base of that, then also the wishing to give that wealth for the benefit of the sentient beings. Thinking that way, then one can be also that to make it that useful for that wealth. Practice right giving. Right giving is that right motivation, right recipient, right things. That way, then one can be give. So right motivation is that to with the thought of benefiting for the other being. And the right material is that such as medicine, clothing, and the benefit for other beings. And the right recipient is for those practitioners, such as monks, nuns, brahmins, and also the poor who are the need that the material. And the spiritual friend. And with this way, then if one could practice this generosity, and that will be that the best type of the friend for oneself in this life, as well as also the, in the next life. So because of that, he's saying in next world, there is no better friend than giving. Why it is that they're saying that the then as the result of the giving, one will also that become to that more disciplined life, as well as also the next life will be born into that the richness of that the wealth. And so these are that one should not have that some expectation, but if the result will increase, so that will be that beneficial for this and the next life, that one advice. Relying on the morality, which is that diminish and decline and mixed, and morality is the foundation for all virtues, as that the earth for the things animate and inanimate. So this is advice to practice of that morality, and the morality generally speaking, that morality is that the foundation of all the virtues, and then also the cause of higher rebirth. In order to be that one, so then one needed to have this morality, which is undiminished, which means not declined. Of not breaking that morality. And both of these the undiminished and the undeclined, those are the, both of these are that are not breaking a single entity, or that many of those of the morality not breaking. Unmixed means the one's mind is not mixed with non-virtuous thought. And then unstained, so means that the morality which is not dedicated for the purpose of the worldly level, or that the morality which is not dedicated for the purpose of the wealth. And so these are the saying that undiminish, undecline, unmixed, unstained. If one could keep such a morality, then that type of the morality is that a method of oneself can be freedom from that world of existence, and it's also praised by for those learned and noble beings. And it's also the foundation of every quality of that worldly level, as well as the beyond worldly qualities. So these are that advice as that to keep giving and the morality as specific one. Then again, also the Narayana say advice to practice of the six paramita, such as the giving, morality, patience, intelligence, concentration, and likewise the wisdom. Develop these in immeasurable paramitas, and having crossed the ocean of existence, become the Lord of Victory. The Nagarjuna's advice to practice of this six paramita, The reason why he advised is that for the Mahayana's main practice is that to achieve that Buddhahood for the benefit of sentient beings. In order to achieve the Buddhahood, one needs to change the motivation and the practice. The motivation is the bodhicitta, and then also the practice is that the accumulation of merit heap and the wisdom heap. So that these six parameters are that the method of accumulating both the merit heap and the primary wisdom heap. For instance, the giving, morality, and patience, these three are that the method of accumulating that merit heap, and then concentration and wisdom are that the method of accumulation of primary wisdom heaps. And diligence is that instrument to accomplish the both of these, merit heap and wisdom heap. By practicing these, then what would help to us is that to remove that karma and the defilements. The karma means the negative karma, and so those negative karmas can be removed by giving morality and patience. And then also the defilements can be removed by having the concentration and the wisdom. And also, those are the karma and defilements as the cause of wander into the samsara. And then the practicing of this is parameter, six parameters, with the accumulation of merit heap and wisdom heap, is that it can be removed that the cause of wander into samsara. And also that it can be, at the same time, can be accumulated because of achieve the Buddha's two kayas, Dharma Kaya and Rupa Kaya. Dharma Kaya is that the ultimate body, and that can be achieved through the accumulation of wisdom heap, such as that concentration in the wisdom. And through the practicing this, then one can be achieved the Dharmakaya. And then even reach to that Dharmakaya for the benefit of sentient beings, to constantly coming back for the benefit of sentient beings from the two forms of that kaya, such as that the Sambhogakaya and Nirmanakaya. So those Sambhogakaya and Nirmanakayas that can be accomplished by the giving and morality and patience. And so this way that the practicing the six paramita with that bodhicitta, and then one can be uproot that cause of samsara and develop that Buddha's the two holy bodies. So therefore, it is saying like the immeasurable paramitas, and having crossed the ocean of existence, become the Lord of victors. So these are the main course of to achieve that Buddhahood. So therefore, these six paramitas are that important to practice. For the bodhisattvas. And the quality of this six parameter is that wishing to give all material for the benefit of sentient being, and then wishing to preserve the morality, which discard that any of the non-virtuous including the base. And then patience means wishing to tolerate and to perform the hardship for the benefit of the other beings. And diligence is that wishing to endeavor that perform that virtuous activities, delighted to virtuous activities. And the concentration means that the one with one pointness upon that is some virtuous virtuousness. And then wisdom means that wish to realize that correctly all phenomena exactly in entirety. So these are the ones, so the one needed to practice as the six paramitas. And then having practiced this gradually, then one can be freedom from the ocean of existence, and then also that they achieve the Buddhahood. So that's my advice. Then next one is that asked for the householders to practice. And okay, it is that member will be praised and renowned, and the latter enter in the higher stage. So any of the family who also the venerated, their parents are that the cause of accumulation of a merit one, and those who venerated their parents, father and mother, are that also that known as that that they are the Brahmins. Their family is that with the, having that the teachers, and also the, it become true that renounced in this life for the future, that will be that also that the cause of achieve the higher rebirth. So these are that saying. What is that saying that the family which possess that Brahmins means for those who respect their parents, they are also the blessed by the devas, including the Brahmins. So therefore, that the saying that their family is who possess with Brahmins, and those family who respect their parents are also that receive the blessings from the gurus. So therefore, they are their family is included with the master and teachers. And then within in this life, they will become to the well-renowned, because that the people may say that person is that the very noble who are that they respect their parent well. And then for the future, they will be achieve that higher rebirth as a consequence. So these are that positive qualities that for those who expect. Advice you to keep the 8 precepts, abandon the various form of the harm, thievery, sex, falsehood, liquor, desire for that untimely food, high seat, and the delighted song and dance and jewelry. Maintaining these 8 branches of posada in emulation of arahat and moral practice, bestow to the men and women the appealing the body of the realm's deities. So these eight precepts are that advice to practice, and that therefore for the householder from time to time, because that it is unable to keep this eight precepts all the time, but special times such as the Buddha's holiday, such as the full moon and new moons, those times if one could keep these eight precepts, then that has tremendous merit. It is also that following the footsteps of Arahat and perfect Buddha and Buddha and Bodhisattvas, emulating. And so oneself also that maintaining with eight precepts for that the 24 hour, which is that following the footsteps of that the noble being. And it's also that described that how that is beneficial that the morality in this life, as well as also the course of achieved higher rebirth in next life. So therefore, these eight precepts are that important to preserve on a special time and then also to give these eight posadas for those who wish to practice the eight precepts. So that's the one advice for the householder specific one. And with this, we wanted to conclude today's teaching. There are the many topics that are included within in this, and they are within a short period of time, not much that the detail, the explanation can be explained, but with a brief explanation that we gone through, and then also that you can learn some more detail if one wishes to learn more detail. There are that some commentaries which are written by the great masters that may have already translated in English. So with this we will conclude today's teaching. And then if you have any questions, feel free, and after that we will do the dedication prayer. Thank you.
Thank you, Kimbo Kelso. If you have questions, please dial star 6. You will be heard.
Kimbo Kelso.
Yes.
Now, this is Fernando.
Very good.
Well,
happy to hear from you.
Well, thank you again for spending the time with us and sharing your knowledge and wisdom. I guess my first question was, when I first read this, I thought that perhaps his friend was a fellow monk.
Mm-hmm.
But this also, and as I read this again, it also applies, or he talks to the ordinary person, the secular person as well. Is that true?
Yeah, he was not monk. That the Nagarjuna, he advised this one is that one is very close, their friend. I think there is a sponsor that the king's prince, Yavidechu Zambo. So he was not monk at that time. I don't know, later on maybe he was entered into the monk's livelihood, but when the Nagarjuna gave this teaching, he was not monk.
Okay. This is really almost a distillation of all the basic teachings, of all the basic teachings. The entire letter.
Yes, it is. he said that he included that a lot of that as I mentioned earlier, general advice to practice of Dharma, and then also the advice to how to develop that renunciation thought with realizing that the fault of samsara, and how to accomplish the nirvana with understanding that the positive qualities of nirvana. So because of that, it is that a brief explanation of that both ground level, path level, and the result level. Yes.
Yes. I don't want to take everyone's time, but I have one more question or something for clarification.
And sure. Again, very good.
Could you when it refers to deities, I'm not quite sure what the reference is. It's not to Medicine Buddha or to Tara. You said protectors. When he mentions deities, help protect us from negative qualities.
It is said in Slad. It means that the remember of that devas. Devas means that any of those that deities or the spirit who are the protect to oneself. I said that remembrance of that the qualities of that the devas in that four direction that, and then also that the devas who possess within in the triya timsak tushita, and also the any of those devas who have that the positive qualities to be born in that deva realms, because these are also that helps to oneself to preserve the morality and the meditation to achieve to that level. So therefore, it is important to remember that the devas, so which I translate may have to translate as deities. But it is said that the devas.
Okay, that's better. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's hard in the translations because certain words are so, as a Westerner, I associate certain words like deities as lesser gods and goddesses. And I wasn't quite sure. But you understand. Yeah, thank you.
Any other questions?
This is Fernando again. If I email Sylvia and contact you and maybe recommend maybe some commentaries we might read that might expand this?
Commentaries, probably, I don't know exactly that commentary, which commentary has been translated.
Okay.
That maybe you can take a look at that some other names of the books and where they may have some other commentaries, but I'm not really sure which commentary had been to translate.
I'll do some research.
Yeah, please, that would be good.
Yeah.
Kimbo Kelson, in Amazon there is a book by Khandra Rinpoche, Nagarjuna's letter to a friend. Would that be a good one?
Which one? Khandra Rinpoche, did you say?
Khandra Rinpoche.
Khandra Rinpoche. Could be. I'm not sure. I think the Khandra Rinpoche is perhaps, if I'm not mistaken, maybe it is that who went to in the Europe and then also the taught numerous Dharma teaching over there. So it could be good, but I'm not sure. Take a look at that to see that whether how is that commentary, you know?
Okay. Thank you.
Rinpoche?
Hello.
Hello. This is Mary Elizabeth. I had a question. Are we born moral, or do we learn the morality?
We are actually born as that the a human being, which is none other than the result of that the preserved morality in previous life, but also that we need to learn some more how to preserve that morality in this life.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this that from the speaking that directly that as your question, it is important to think it in both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers used to say, "Sama kanje tate le latu." Sama kando tate sem latu. It means that what we did in the previous life, we have to observe in this life. And where we'll go for next life, we have to check our own mind, so that because that the this life, the human body, is that we cannot achieve by chance. So therefore, that oneself having that the all the cause and the conditions, positive cause and conditions, is none other than the result of the previous that the virtues. So there is no doubt that one has been good practice of the virtues in life, previous life. So that one can be the appreciate of the previous life. But the next life, this body will going to dispose in this world. So the mind is the only one will take rebirth, as the saying that like the guest and the guest house. So guest, a few weeks and months in the guest house, then we keep going that continues. Similarly, that the mind consciousness will take a form. Different form, a different life. So what type of the life or what type of the form we take is dependent on our the mind, and so the virtuous mind is that the cause of taking that good rebirth. Therefore, it is important to adapt the virtues and then avoid the non-virtues. So because of that, he's saying that that they observe in our mind. So, as your question, that yes, we were born with that good morality as a result, but it's mm-hmm. important to observe that good morality for the future purpose.
So we continue to develop it.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So with this, we will do the dedication of our merit Dharma. So I will do some short prayers of the dedication. Thank you. So nam de tham je ve ba ne tham me ni be da na pham je ne ge ga nan je ba lam tu ba su ge an so le do wa do wa jo ge wa de je wo go so nam ye je do do so nam ye je le jo ve tham ba gu ni do ba jo Thank you for everyone.